This is Digital Dave, Clueless.
Fast Eddie here. Listen, on his way out, Dave Leidig came up with the perfect program for all of us old guys to fly, calling it Bald Eagles.
There you go. There you go. I fit that bill. Joining us is Mr. Tom Daugherty from 4Flight.
Glad to be here this morning.
I've heard of 4Flight.
Good, good.
I've not used 4Flight.
Oh, really?
But, well, I'm not a pilot yet.
Maybe we can change your mind there and we can get you up in the air.
There you go. Oh. There you go. Well, it runs. What does it run on first?
Runs on iOS. So you got to have either an iPhone or an iPad. We also have our web platform. But if you're in the airplane, you're going to have either an iPad or an iPhone.
Okay. And it's a soup-to-nuts electronic flight bag solution.
Everything you need from before flight to logbook afterwards, all in there, one program ready to go.
Okay, that's
all.
That's
it. Does it even have the access to the NASA website for when you do an oopsie?
We don't have that yet, but if you want that in there, we can probably get a feature request in for you.
I'm surprised there's an engineer at home listening to this going, we can do that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the OS button, right?
Right. Yes.
Anyway, we won't explain what that is.
No, definitely not.
So how long has 4Flight been around?
We've been around since 2007. And then the iPad came out in 2010, and that was really the rocket fuel we needed to take off.
Okay. That's when you said, this is nice.
Yeah. It's about the same size as an approach plate. Really easy to have that in the airplane with you, and that was just the eureka moment for us.
Now, you were one of the first on the market?
Yeah, we were one of the first EFBs onto the market, and we've really just been able to meet that need and take off and have the best EFB out there.
Okay. Non-professional pilots? I mean, what's your target market?
So we serve everybody.
Okay.
We have tons of military customers around the globe. We have a huge BA market. A couple of years ago, we were acquired by Boeing, and we also work on the Jeppesen Flight Deck Pro product inside of all your commercial cockpits. But right here at EAA, this is our GA bread and butter. Most of our staff here at the booth, we're all pilots, flight instructors. So this is us. This is us flying airplanes around. We build the product for us and really want that to be the best thing out there in the airplane.
Okay.
And I'm sure that as your people are using the product, they're very familiar with it. They get to use it a lot, and they come up with ideas for things that maybe are incorporated down the line.
Oh, yeah. We love feature requests from customers. We get them all the time, and they go into our queue, and we look at them daily. But it's those internal ones we get from staff where, you know, the engineer at home really does come in on Monday morning and be like, hey, I flew Friday night. This happened. I got a solution for it ready to go in the app. So it's fantastic to have that pilot crew as part of our team.
Right. You're your own beta testers.
Yes.
That now, this is subscription-based, right?
It is subscription-based. We have three tiers for it, so we can meet whatever need you have for the aircraft in there. We go from our basic plus to pro plus to performance plus, all with different features in there, and they'll serve exactly what you have for your mission in the airplane.
Okay, what do I get for the basic plus, let's say?
Basic plus is our entry level in there. It's going to give you everything that the FAA produces, not just all of the charts and plates that you have updated every 28 days. But one of the things I really like about it is it's got all the handbooks in it. It's got all the publications from the FAA in there. So if you're a flight student or an instructor trying to get into aviation, you don't have to go out to the bookstore and spend a couple $100 on, you know, the pilot flying handbook or, you know, instrument procedures handbook. All of that's included in your subscription, and it's the latest edition in there ready to go. So super handy tool to have.
Live weather updates.
Yep, all the live weather updates, all of your planning features to get you your route. You know, we'll go through and the days of flipping over a sectional chart to try and get, you know, a route line
and a highlighter.
Yeah, and a highlighter. That's all gone. We've got all your charts, all your planning, weather features. We've got fuel prices that stay up to date inside of 4Flight on the map layer. So as you're planning your cross country, you can see exactly where that fuel stop should be to pay for that 4Flight subscription.
And I'm assuming that I input my aircraft type and it tailors the flight planning around that airplane's capabilities.
Oh, yeah. So we have the full ICAO type code database in there. So we'll fill in a whole bunch of the information for you automatically. And we've got your true airspeed and all that performance info. So we'll take your winds forecast, your aircraft performance, all of that combined, and tell you exactly how long it's going to take you to get there and how much fuel you're going to burn while you do it.
Okay.
Now, can you tie this into TCAS and ADS-B as well?
So we actually have a new ADS-B receiver that we just launched about a month ago in there. We make a line of ADS-B in portable receivers called the Sentry, and we just launched our newest version, the Sentry Plus. We've got it over at the booth. 18-hour battery life, ADS-B receiver with a backup AHARS indicator and a CO monitor into it. Really cool product to come take a look at in there.
Yeah.
But we also connect to a ton of internal avionics systems inside of the aircraft. So if you've got like a Garmin or a Dynon or an Avidyne product, we can actually push your flight plan from ForeFlight that you made on your iPad like the day before. We can push that directly into the panel for you. Hmm. So the days of going through and typing in the waypoints while the engine's running and you're wasting time, that can all be gone. You can push that flight plan directly into the panel.
Okay, and that will also, I'm assuming that if it's in the panel, then it's in autopilot as well.
It's in autopilot, and that's one of the things I really love about it is if you're going to make a diversion plan, something goes wrong in the air. You don't want to mess with the thing flying your autopilot. Let that keep you going. You look at it inside of ForeFlight. You make your plan. You say, yep, that's a runway or that's an airport that's going to work for me, and then you can push it directly in and steer the autopilot. So you have that ability, because it's separate from the airplane, mm-hmm. to do your planning without, you know, making the passengers in the back a little sick as you steer the airplane around in there.
Wow. It's very, very complex.
Sounds like it has everything but an input for the GoPro.
Oh, yeah. Probably has that,
and
too.
And that's coming now, too. I can see the wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little icon on the moving map, you can actually put a picture of your airplane, right?
Yep.
Pretty close. We've got some stuff that'll get real close to doing that for you.
No. Nice. Now I'm learning to fly paraglider.
Okay.
So of course, ForeFlight, you know, I only need like one quarter of a chart because that's as far as I'm going.
So you know, one of the nice things there, like the new Sentry's actually got a FLARM receiver, and we see a lot in the glider and the powered parachute world that FLARM's pretty popular with those because the transmitters are smaller in there. So that's one way that we can help, you know, have you guys on the map for the rest of the traffic and help everybody take a, you know, look out for you there.
Yeah, because that's. We live in the Northeast in Pennsylvania, and it's busy.
Yeah.
It's always busy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, seeing a void is tough.
You know, one of the things I've always liked about looking at weather radar is you can see stuff coming at you and everything. And in an airplane, of course, it's kind of critical. Can you guys access, like, say, Sirius XM weather and import that into the iPad, overlay it on the chart?
Oh, yeah. So we actually allow both Sirius XM and ADS-B, the FISB weather, in there. So in flight, you can actually get both of those onto the map. And with things like our geo-referenced approach plates, you can throw an approach plate, see your location on that plate as you fly your procedure, and then overlay traffic and radar on top of that. So you have a complete picture of what it looks like outside the airplane, even if you're just looking at gray soup the whole day.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That such things were just not conceived of that long ago.
Nope.
When you think about it, the technology's moving so fast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
How many people have subscribed to ForeFlight? Is it in the billions yet?
I don't know about the billions, but we're getting up there pretty close. Give us a couple more years, and we'll see if we can cross that threshold.
That's pretty impressive.
What are the new features do you have in the lineup?
Okay, we've got some really good stuff. One that I'm excited about is in our profile view, which allows me to look at my route from that side-on view, look at terrain, look at airspace in there. We now have per-leg altitude planning, which allows me to go through and really kind of pick my way around airspace, pick my way around storms and everything like that. And we've also got a new graphical NOTAM system. So if you're flying across country, instead of having a big old list of all the NOTAMs, you got to figure out where along your route that is. We're going to plot those right on the map for you so you can see right where they are, know what to avoid.
So if the presidential TFR pops up out of nowhere,
it'll show up in flight right on the map for you. You can steer right away. You don't have to have any unplanned
formation.
Yes. No questions, no unplanned formation flying for you.
Yeah. No pointy fast airplanes.
Nope.
That's pretty impressive.
That is impressive.
Oh, yeah.
The way the technology all links up and everything, it must drive some of your engineers nuts.
They love the challenge. This is a big puzzle for them to solve, and that's what they live for.
Yeah, and then every time the next generation comes out, they start over.
Yep. Okay, here's the big question. What's the subscription cost?
So we start off on our Basic Plus at $99. Pro Plus starts at $199. And our Performance Plus, all the bells and whistles you could ever want, $299 a year.
Per year, right?
That's
okay.
It?
Yep.
And it's updatable over the internet. If you got Wi-Fi, you got updates.
You got everything you need.
Wow.
Nice.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Swing by Hangar C. We'll love to give you guys a demo.
Okay.
You know what? I'm liable to buy the ForeFlight just to play with it on an iPad, you know?
We got plenty of people who do that who aren't even pilots, that they just like to fly the airlines with their charts and everything.
Watch what they're doing.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
For crying out loud, I never thought of that.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Huh. I know. I took a GPS up with me one time, and the display couldn't keep up with the speed that we were moving at.
Yeah, we can. We'll bring in your actual route from the airlines. We can search your route for your flight's going to be, and you'll watch your little airplane fly right along. You'll know that there's a delay before anyone else on the airplane does.
Right.
Yep.
That's cool. Plus, you could plot landmarks and say, okay, there's what's and such. You know.
You know.
Because every time I look out the window, I go, oh, there's my house, and then the guy comes on. We're now passing Cleveland, Ohio. I'm like, what?
Yep.
That's one thing I've liked about the airlines. They put it so that you can watch where you're going on these screens now. And to have your own ForeFlight planning and everything, you know, it'd be interesting. Hey, we want to see this. Let's divert the airplane.
Don't go there.
Yeah.
No hacking the cockpit.
Yeah, no hacking the cockpit.
Just sit down and enjoy the ride.
Right. Have your stale cookies and enjoy yourself.
How long would you say it takes to become proficient to using ForeFlight? Is it easy to learn?
It's very intuitive. In fact, we've got some great options for you. Because we're here at Oshkosh, we've got our Forum Pavilion, Pavilion 7 over there. We're teaching two classes a day. Right now at 10 o'clock today, we're going to start our Power Users course for people who've been using it for a little while. And then at 1, we have our Fundamentals course. And we're going to be repeating those throughout the week. So you got tons of opportunities to learn how to use the app.
All right, and real quick, your booth in the hangars?
Hangar C, big blue booth, hard to miss, right in the middle of the hangar there.
Very good. This has been Tom Daugherty of ForeFlight, and this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.